Studio Classroom is here for you. It helps you in all you do. It helps you know what to do. So tune in and now enjoy the fun.
Hello everyone, my name is Garrett, and today is a great day to learn something new.
So let's do that together, friends. My name is Anne-Marie.
And friends, welcome back to Studio Classroom. Let's start our lesson off with a talk about it question. What was one lesson that you learned because of a mistake that you made?
There are way too many mistakes that I have made in the course of my lifetime to talk about here, but it definitely makes me think of language learning journeys. I feel that when I have been trying to learn Chinese, I've made so many mistakes. But as soon as I say it wrong and someone corrects me, I often remember it better.
That's a good point. I think of procrastination. I used to always wait till the last moment to start something. But that did not work out very well, and as a result, I start things a bit earlier now.
Well, Garrett, we have a very interesting topic that we're discussing today. We're talking all about dealing with regret. We're going to get into what that means as we go to our first reading for today.
Dealing with regret. What to do when you've made mistakes. We all make more decisions throughout our lives than we can count. Some of those decisions bring us great happiness, while others leave us disappointed. The choices that don't turn out as we envisioned can lead to regret.
Hey friends, welcome to Language Lab. I'm Jack. 我们先来看 envision 这个动词，它是自首 en 与 vision 眼光或是远见所构成的，意思是想象或是展望。譬如 ，Amber tried to envision her future in a new city where she could meet new people and achieve her dreams. Amber 试着想象自己在一个新城市的未来，在那里她可以结识新朋友并实现梦想。与 vision 都带有 vis 这个字根的另一个动词呢是 visualize， 意思是想象，使形象化。例如 ，As Tyler tried to visualize the plan, he imagined each step carefully before starting the project.当 Tyler 试着在脑海中想象这个计划时，在开始专案前，他仔细构思了每个步骤。Visualize 的名词呢是 visualization， 意思是视觉化或是想象。例如 ，The sports psychologist encouraged the Olympic figure skaters to use visualization of every move before stepping on the ice.这位运动心理学家鼓励奥运花式滑冰选手在踏上冰面之前，先在脑海中预演每个动作。
Friends, have you ever had this feeling? You wish you did something differently before, or you did do something and you wish you hadn't done it or had done it differently. That is the feeling of regret.And we're talking all about it today.
We certainly are. We're talking all about what to do when you've made mistakes. Mistakes are inevitable. Everybody makes them. But how do you deal with it?
How do you deal with it? Well, we're going to deal with it by going through our article today. We all make more decisions throughout our lives than we can count.
We're talking here about making decisions, friends. We're just saying what you choose to do.
Yeah, for example, it can be valuable to learn how to make decisions quickly or to make decisions wisely.
That's right. We read on, some of these decisions bring us great happiness, while others leave us disappointed.
Right, there is a whole spectrum.A whole variety of ways that we feel about our decisions. Sometimes we might even be disappointed.
Disappointed means to feel sad because something wasn't what you expected it to be.
Here's another example sentence with that word. She felt disappointed with the result. She wished it went better.
These choices that we make that don't turn out as we envisioned can lead to our topic today. That is regret.
Right. Regret is not a fun word. It's not one that I love seeing, but let's talk about what it means. Regret is a feeling of sadness or disappointment about something you either did or didn't do.
So I often think of the word wish when I think of the word regret. I wish I would have done that, or I wish I wouldn't have done that. Sometimes doing nothing can also lead to regret later.
Absolutely. A feeling of regret is really frustrating because it's always about something that happened in the past, and generally it's something you can't change.
Yeah, definitely. You might regret saying something mean to someone else. You might regret a relationship that you had. You might regret not taking an opportunity that you had when you were younger.
All right. Throughout our lesson today, though, we are going to talk about how to deal with this feeling of regret and not just feel bad for ourselves constantly, because in the end, that's not helpful.
And we have to learn how to move through it and move forward. We'll talk about all of that with our next reading.
Dealing with regret. Regret comes in two main forms. Sometimes people regret specific actions, like losing their temper and yelling at a loved one. Other times people regret things they didn't do, like a career path they didn't pursue, or a person they never dated, etc. Many people struggle more with this second type of regret, because it is harder to learn from and resolve. Often we can't even know with certainty that the decision was a mistake, yet we still find ourselves wondering if we should have done something different.
Certainty这个名词意思是确定性、确信。 譬如, there is no certainty about tomorrow's weather, so we've decided to take umbrellas with us just in case. 明天的天气无法预料，所以我们决定带雨伞，以防万一。 Certainty去掉字尾的ty, certain就是形容词，意思是肯定的、确定的。譬如, Celine felt certain about her answer and explained her idea clearly to her teacher and classmates. Celine 对自己的答案很有把握，并向老师和同学们清楚地说明了她的想法。片语 make certain of something 意思是弄清楚或是确保。譬如 Charles tends to leave for the airport 3 hours before a flight to make certain of catching his flight. Charles 通常会在起飞前3小时出发前往机场，以确保能赶上飞机。
So none of us want to feel this feeling of regret. Now, let's talk about what exactly this is and what it looks like.
Okay, according to our lesson, regret comes in two main forms. Sometimes people regret specific actions, like losing their temper and yelling at a loved one. This is something I often regret.
Yeah, absolutely. It is not something we wish that we had done. Other times, people regret things they didn't do, like a career path they didn't pursue, or a person they never dated, etc.
Okay, etc. is a good term for us to talk about, friends. We usually see this at the end of a list, and it's like saying there are other things we could add to this list, but you get the picture.
Your teacher might tell you to bring things to class. Bring your books, pens, paper, etc. Now, pay attention, this is actually two words, et cetera. It doesn't come from English, but from Latin. Sometimes people mispronounce it and say et cetera, but it's actually et cetera.
All right, we read on here, many people struggle more with this second type of regret because it is harder to learn from and resolve. I definitely agree with this. I feel that things that I do, I know right away when I wish I wouldn't have done them. I regret them immediately. But the second one is a little more difficult. Let's talk about a few of these words in this sentence to understand better.
All right, first of all, it is this word, struggle. If you struggle, then you have difficulty doing something. Maybe you do it, but there's difficulty along the way.
Let's use that word struggle in a sentence. He struggles with math.
This sentence also had the word resolve. To resolve something is to solve or to fix a problem.
Here's an example. We must resolve this issue.
All right, so which one is easier to deal with? I do think in the case of, for instance, saying something mean to someone, you have the opportunity to go back and apologize and resolve that relationship. But a missed opportunity might be gone forever.
I think this is usually the case. And when you regret things like this, it's way too late to do something different, to make another choice, or to go down that path. That's why this type of regret is really difficult to deal with.
All right, let's get back to our article here. Often we can't even know with certainty that the decision was a mistake, yet we still find ourselves wondering if we should have done something different.
Yeah, this is what makes this kind of regret so difficult. If we would have taken that opportunity or dated that person, who's to say that wouldn't have been a mistake that we would regret? There's just no way of knowing.
Yeah, thinking about all these feelings and being in this state of regret, it really does make me feel like it's easy to be in just a cycle that you're stuck in. You feel bad about things you did do, didn't do, and it's hard to move forward when we really just need to accept that things are the way they are and we can make new decisions in the future.
Regret really seems like a negative thing all the way around, but we're going to find out in our next section that there is a purpose to regret. We'll do that in just a moment, right after we go to today's deep dive.
Deep dive. Hi friends, let's take a deep dive into the English language together. What are we looking for today? Losing our temper. When I was young, I was playing a board game with my brother. He kept moving my pieces when I wasn't looking. I felt myself getting angrier and angrier, and finally I shouted at him. Yep, I lost my temper. My mom came in and told me to calm down and say sorry, and in the end, I felt bad about it. To lose one's temper means to suddenly become very angry and show it. You stop controlling your emotions and get upset quickly. For example, when the computer crashed again, Dad lost his temper and muttered some grumpy words. Or the little girl lost her temper when her ice cream fell on the ground. Here are some other useful lose phrases. Lose track of time means you forget what time it is because you're having so much fun or you're very busy. For example, we were playing outside and lost track of time. We were late for dinner. Lose your way means to become lost and not know where you are. For example, in the big shopping mall, I lost my way and could not find the food court. Lose heart means to feel sad and stop believing you can succeed. For example, after failing the test twice, he almost lost heart, but his friends encouraged him to keep trying. I try not to lose my temper too often. It feels much better when I stay calm and talk nicely instead. These lose phrases help us describe all kinds of everyday situations when we misplace things, including our patience. Thanks for diving deep with me. Stay afloat. Until next time.
Dealing with regret. Regret has a purpose. To help us recognize our past mistakes and avoid making similar ones in the future. For regrets about specific actions, we can undertake to do better and take steps to repair any damage our actions caused. These steps can ease the emotional distress associated with the regrets and improve our lives by helping us avoid future mistakes. But if the regret involves something we didn't do, it can be harder to resolve. In those cases, all we can do is change our thinking.
Once Corey decided to undertake the project, he carefully planned out every step and purchased all the necessary materials. Corey 一决定着手进行这个专案后，就仔细规划了每个步骤，并购置了所有必要的材料。Undertake 的动名词 undertaking 当名词呢，是指任务或是工作。譬如This construction was a large undertaking requiring time, effort, and cooperation among a variety of trades to be successful. 这项建筑工程是一项浩大的工程，需要时间、心力以及各行各业的通力合作才能顺利完成。片语 undertake to do something 表示承诺做某事，譬如Bella undertook to complete the report carefully and responsibly. Bella 承诺她会仔细且负责任地完成这份报告。好的，以上就是今天的 Language Lab. I'll see you soon.
Feeling of regret creates a lot of disappointment and frustration. So how could there be good in it?Let's talk about that together.
All right. We mentioned before the break that regret has a purpose. This word purpose means the reason something exists or a useful role that it plays.
Yeah, for example, even pain has a purpose. When you hurt, your body is telling you that something is wrong and you should probably do something about it.
So what purpose does regret serve? Well, our article says it's to help us recognize our past mistakes and avoid making similar ones in the future.
Yeah, this feeling is telling us something. It's indicating something that we can respond to. For regrets about specific actions, we can undertake to do better and take steps to repair any damage our actions caused.
Let's talk about that word, specific. Specific means that something is clear and exact.
Yeah, we're not talking about just all things. We're talking about one thing, one clear thing. Your teacher might ask you to give specific examples in your paper. Don't just talk about broad, vague ideas. Actually, give clear examples.
So what is our article talking about here? Well, it's saying that if you have specific regrets with specific examples, you can analyze those things and figure out why you regret them, or if you made a mistake, what you can do to fix it.
Yes. These steps can ease the emotional distress associated with the regrets and improve our lives by helping us avoid future mistakes.
Let's talk about this word distress, friends. Here we're talking about great worry or pain. You could be in different types of distress. For example, you might be in emotional distress.
Yeah, distress is not a good feeling. It's not a good emotion. It is associated with those regrets, and you can improve your life by making better choices in the future.
That's right. You can avoid future mistakes. But if the regret involves something we didn't do, it can be harder to resolve. What do you think about that, Garrett?
Well, that seems pretty obvious, I would say. If it's not something that you did, It's kind of harder to put the blame on yourself, but you might still have a bad feeling about it.
Yeah, definitely. And I feel like if it's something that you didn't do, sometimes you really just need to get over it and accept that you have consequences for not taking opportunities or for not moving when you should.
Yeah, we might say that some people would dwell on that. They keep thinking about it. They can't move on, but that's not helpful. Get past it, move on, and make better decisions in the future.
And that's exactly what our article is saying in the last sentence we want to take a look at today. In those cases, all we can do is change our thinking. We can't keep thinking about what we didn't do. We can't dwell on a mistake. We just have to think about how to move forward.
Yeah, I think one helpful thing for some of these frustrations is to not just constantly think about them in your head, but to talk about them with other people. Other people can remind you of reality. They can remind you that you have new opportunities in the future and that it's not helpful to keep thinking about the past.
I think sometimes when we regret certain things, it can expose some character flaws in our lives. Like, for example, like our article said, if you didn't take an opportunity, well, that's probably because you took a different opportunity or went in a different direction. That character flaw could mean not trusting yourself or not working hard enough on the path that you're already on. Regretting not dating someone is another character flaw. You have to be thankful with who you're dating now or make a different decision.
All right, friends. We have more to say on this. You'll come back tomorrow for that. But right now, let's go to our usage tip.
Hi, I'm Rex. 今天的 usage tip 要来看主词加 should have 加过去分词句型，意思是过去本来应该做某件事情却没做，它通常带有后悔、批评或遗憾的语气，也用于假设过去的情况，回顾已经发生的错误以作为反思。否定是 should not have 加过去分词，是表示过去不该做某件事情却做了点点点。来看例句， You should have checked the weather forecast before planning the outdoor event. 你在规划户外活动之前就应该先查看天气预报。
All right, friends, this is a pretty uncomfortable topic, talking about regret, whether it's something you did do or you didn't do. We did learn today that it's important to change your mindset. Is there anything else here that stood out to you, Garrett, that you'd like to discuss?
Well, the fact that in our last section there, we said that there is a purpose to regret. It is able to inform us about decisions we have made and help us make better decisions in the future. Though, saying all of this, I feel like it's easier said than done.
Okay, what do you mean by that?
Well, it's easy to say that it's important for us to just move on and make better decisions in the future, but that doesn't magically make that distress or bad feelings go away.
Yeah, I do agree with that. I do think it's important to point out as well that regret isn't something that you should think about or harbor in your life. I believe that if you continually think about opportunities you missed or things that you did that were wrong, you're missing out on a lot of opportunities now. If you know something you did wasn't right, well, do the right thing next time. And if you're constantly thinking about the past, you're not going to be successful with what you're doing in life now.
Right. Focus on the good things. I would say gratitude or thankfulness is a great tool for this. Be thankful for the things you do have, and don't just think about the things you don't have.
Be content and grateful. Those are great things for you to talk about in English. Well, that's all the time we have for today. My name is Anne-Marie.
And my name is Garrett. Come back again tomorrow, friends, right here on
Studio Classroom.
A good friend lasts a lifetime. I am so proud to have you in my life. A good friend lasts a lifetime.